Stay tuned now on WVOX for Westchester Means Business with John Ravitz. John Ravitz is the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Business Council of Westchester. Now, Westchester Means Business on 1460 WVOX.
Good afternoon and thank you for tuning in. This is John Ravitz, the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Business Council of Westchester. For those of you who might be listening for the first time, let me tell you a little bit about the BCW. We are the county's largest membership business organization concentrating on economic development and advocacy for our members. We are an organization that really works on to help our members develop their businesses, grow their businesses by giving them opportunities to build relationships amongst each other, as well as putting them in front of stakeholders that can help their businesses grow. We also help our businesses by marketing what they do on all our different platforms, and we advocate for them on all levels of government, county, state, and federal. To learn more about the Business Council, please go to our website, which is www.thebcw.org, and always feel free to give us a call at 914-948-2110 to learn more about what we can do to help your business. One of the exciting things that I get to do every day at the Business Council of Westchester is meet our members. We have over 1,000 members. What is really always exciting is to be able to meet an entrepreneur, someone who has a vision and turns that vision into reality. And our guest this afternoon is Gene Charles, who's the principal at WSI Vital Marketing. Gene, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Let me tell our audience a little bit about you, and your background is fantastic to really see the journey that you've taken. Gene was born the youngest of 8 children in the Congo to Haitian parents. His family immigrated to the United States when he was 2 years old. He was raised in Queens, New York, and attended local public schools through junior high, and he was recruited by a Better Chance, ABC, and awarded a full scholarship for 3 years at the Hotchka School. He began wrestling in 10th grade, eventually becoming a state champion in Connecticut's New York finals and a team captain for his school. He continued wrestling at the University of Pennsylvania and started a 126-pound weight class for 3 years. He graduated cum laude, earning a Bachelor's of Science in Economics with a dual concentration in finance and political science. He worked for 2 years at Chemical Bank as an assistant controller overseeing 25 branches in Midtown Manhattan before heading back to Stanford Business School to earn his MBA in finance. He worked for Dun & Bradstreet for 4 years, beginning in the Financial Management Associate Program, and that included 4 6-month rotations at different operating divisions, both in Europe and in the United States. In his last years there, he was a financial manager at R.H. Donnelley in Purchase, New York. His wife and he bought a house in Barcliff Manor and began raising their family, and the travels at D&B led him to switch jobs to Grolier, eventually purchased by Scholastics. For 4 years, he was in the corporate financing department, and then he was promoted to CFO of Grolier Electronic Publishing. Being exposed to direct marketing and beginning to appreciate the internet, he left the corporate world to become a co-founder of DrJays.com, which ultimately grew to 250-plus employees with 2 million unique visitors per month, while generating tens of millions in sales annually. And then he decided to start a new company, and that's where we are right now with WSI Vital Marketing. Gene, again, an incredible background. Thank you for sharing your time with us this afternoon. Tell our listeners a little bit about WSI Vital Marketing.
So WSI Vital Marketing is a full-service internet marketing company. And what we do is we help our clients convey their unique value proposition to their target audience. And what I like to do with WSI Vital Marketing is recreate for my clients the excitement of growth on the internet that I was able to do for myself with DrJays.com.
So, I mean, one of the things that I think all of us see is that the internet technology is changing almost on a daily basis. And to be able, as a small business or not-for-profit or even a mid-sized large company, you really need to be able to have a vision of what you want to see and a goal. So when you're meeting with clients or prospective clients, when you go in there, what's your pitch to tell them about why it's important for them to really utilize the services that you provide?
Sure. So I think if you remember in recent years when you travel to a new city, and you're staying at a hotel, you might ask the concierge, like, what's the best restaurant? Or if you needed a haircut, you might ask someone locally. Now, when you want those type of things, you just go to your smartphone. Mm-hmm. And that ability to be found locally is why the internet is so important for local businesses. It turns out that 80% of all purchases begin with a search on the net. And if you're not on the digital highway, it's akin to being off the interstate and being passed by potential customers. Mm-hmm. So it's important to have a presence there, and it's important that your presence convey what problems you solve for which customers.
So when you're going in to meet with a client, you need to hear their story. You need to hear what their mission is. But then is it your responsibility at WSI Vital Marketing to really put that together?
That's exactly right. So because the solution we provide for each customer is unique and it's customized to what they need, it is important to gauge that story. So in other words, what is their history? Why do they do what they do? How do they do it? And why would a customer choose them? How do customers search for them? At the end of the day, you have to be able to figure out what questions you're answering for whom. Mm-hmm. And in terms of what are clients looking for and why should they choose you, that's what your web presence should convey, whether it's your social sites, your website, a white paper, email, or any type of communication of that ilk. You really need to convey what is your value proposition and why customers should choose you.
This is John Ravitz, the Executive Vice President of the Business Council of Westchester. Our guest this afternoon is Gene Charles, who's the principal at WSI Vital Marketing. We're talking about how businesses of all different sizes need to keep current and need to be able to have a presence on the internet as well. What are, I guess, some of the roadblocks that you see sometimes when you go into a business who either they don't have the capacity or they don't have the experience, or maybe they've tried it once or twice and it just hasn't worked? How do you then try to steer the course so that they see that there really is a light at the end of the tunnel to get something positively done?
Sure. One of the feedback I often hear from clients or prospects is, I don't need the internet because word of mouth does the trick for me. And while it's brilliant that your customers love you enough that they would want to promote you, the fact of the matter is your customers are not your sales force. They may not know exactly what you do. They may not be able to convey it fully. They may not be attuned to what types of opportunities are ripe for you. So, for example, if someone says, oh, I need a videographer, it's very easy to recommend a videographer. If someone says, well, my daughter just got engaged, you may want to ask the question like, oh, how are the wedding plans going? Do you need a videographer? And that's one of the difference between word of mouth and having a presence on the net. Because once you've established that content and you have your story conveyed properly to your target audience, that message is available for you 24/7. One of the things that many customers do now, or consumers, I should say, is they look for testimonials or reviews. And if you've got a positive testimonial review, it's easier to find you, and they already have a way of evaluating you. Conversely, if you have very negative testimonials or reviews, well, then that might dissuade them from using you.
I guess, again, what always amazes me is when you go on the internet and you see so many things there, you have to obviously, as a business, prioritize again and drill down for the mission of what you're trying to really get across. Who do you usually work with when you go into a company? Do you work with their CEO or COO, or do you try to even drill down and talk to different heads of departments to really get a flavor of what their business does?
So typically, depending on how big the business is, I'll be working with either an owner, another principal, or someone who's responsible for marketing. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, there may be an overlap where you have to work with someone in operation or finance or what have you. But it's so important that at the end of the day, the person with whom I'm speaking with, they understand the need to either communicate with customers or acquire new customers, mm-hmm. or how do they convey their brand, or how do they do research. Because in the realm of marketing, we're trying to accomplish one of those four things. And that's why it's important to work with those type of people who have that appreciation for that.
Our guest this afternoon is Gene Charles, who's the principal of WSI Vital Marketing. Gene, if you could give our listeners your phone number, website that they can go to learn more about what WSI Vital Marketing does.
Sure. So the website is wsivitalmarketing.com, and my phone number is 914-348-9462.
This is John Ravitz, the Executive Vice President of the Business Council of Westchester. To learn more about the Business Council, please go to our website, which is www.thebcw.org, and always feel free to give us a call at 914-948-2110 so we can help your business continue to grow in Westchester County. You know, Gene, at the beginning of the show, I read your bio, which is impressive, but it also really shows that you took a step-by-step career in finance and business and then made some changes in terms of getting more engaged in this field that you are in now. How did that evolution take place in terms of somebody who worked for some pretty impressive companies now wanting to go on and really start their own business?
What I found is working in corporate America is fantastic. You learn a lot. You have some good people that you could work with. But ultimately, if you find that you're not someone who necessarily stays within the line, if you find that you're someone who thinks about things both long term and short term, that sometimes you need to do things on your own. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that I've always enjoyed, even from wrestling and now as an entrepreneur, is at the end of the day, it's on you. Mm-hmm. And so what was great about a background in finance is that you're working with both sides of the ledger. You're working with the balance sheet and you're working with the income statement. You're working with revenues and you're working with expenses. When I was with DrJays.com, the thing that I enjoyed the most, though, was growing the business and figuring out how to build a better mousetrap to attract customers, as well as understanding the customer's buying decision, mm-hmm. and how you might communicate in a way that resonates with them. And so that's why what I'm doing now really speaks to me, because what we do at WSI Vital Marketing is really figure out how to identify a customer and what kind of message will make the most sense to them so that they might consider your services. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you a question. I mean, obviously, you go in and you deliver. You tell the business owner, "Here's what I can provide for you." Are there times where the owner will then come back and say, "Well, this is how I think we need to really promote our business," and because you're on the cutting edge of what's happening on the internet, that message is maybe 5 years old, and are you able then to be able to have a conversation in a way that doesn't stamp on somebody's ego, but to say, look, if you're going to maximize the most of what WSI Vital Marketing can give you, you got to look and think differently.
Sure. So the business owners we work with, they're very smart, and I have all the respect in the world for them for having had a vision and creating something out of nothing. And more time than not, their instincts are right, mm-hmm. in terms of how to reach out and how to represent themselves. With that said, there are certain tools or tactics that they might not be aware of. There are certain things that they don't realize the impact of it. And so what I want to do is work with them to figure out, how did they start their business? Why did they do the things that they do? And how did they do it in an extraordinary way that customers should choose them? Mm-hmm. That's them. My job is to almost be like the journalist, which is to get the story out of them and help convey it. Now, it turns out that a given business could do better on a given form for whatever reason. So, for example, there's a landscape artist who I've consulted with, and his product is very visual. So for him, his product does very well on a platform like an Instagram. And also because a lot of time it's the female head of household who makes the decision as far as landscaping, well, that platform skews very heavily female. Mm-hmm. So whereas he may have come to me and said, hey, I want to do some XYZ on Facebook, it may be plausible, but it might be better for them to be elsewhere given who their audience is, what their product is, and how it is best conveyed.
So once WSI Vital Marketing begins working with a business, and obviously you now know the business's story, you know of what their goals are and how they want to be able to market their business, take us through the engagement process. I mean, do you develop their website and then just say, have a good life, or do you stay in touch with them and do updates as well when things are needed to be updated?
Sure. So as I indicated, the solutions we come up for with a given client is unique to them. And some clients are very sophisticated and maybe they just need email marketing support. Other clients have a website that was 10 years old 5 years ago. Mm. So for them, it may just involve improving all of their canonical meta tags and making sure that their titles are correct, and that will help promote them. Other times, the site just needs to be torn down, started from scratch, with a whole new emphasis on where the content should be. Now, once a website is built, that's akin to having a car. It may be your main mode of transportation, but it's not your only mode of transportation, because if you're going further afield, you might need to be on an airplane mm-hmm. or a train. Or if you're far away from home, you might just need a cab or a bicycle. So it depends. And also, even though you may have a main car, it still needs fuel, it still needs a navigation system. And that's where sort of like your recurring or ongoing marketing support happens. For some clients, they may choose search engine optimization because they want to be found organically. Other clients may want to find customers immediately, and they may need to invest in paid advertising. And even along that spectrum, you have some clients who have a product that is quite urgent. So, for example, if you're a plumber and someone's pipe has burst in the middle of the night, well, they need to know that you're available 24/7 and that you're there. But if you're a college, and for many parents, the whole college selection process begins maybe sometime sophomore year of high school, well, you really are much higher in the purchase funnel, and you need to educate that prospect on why you're a good fit for little Johnny or little Susie. So that is a fundamentally different journey towards purchase. And so the way you convey that is also fundamentally different.
Our guest this afternoon is Gene Charles, the principal of WSI Vital Marketing. I wanted to make sure, though, that our listeners can get your email and phone number again and website.
Sure. So it's jpcharles@wsivitalmarketing.com. The website is wsivitalmarketing.com. And the phone number is area code 914-348-9462.
Talk to me a little bit about, again, all the different platforms that are emerging now. And you mentioned a few now. You just ticked off a few. Obviously, not one fit doesn't fit all in terms of when you go into a business. But are you seeing one platform work better for some businesses than others that you then work to help develop?
Sure. So if let's just, for argument's sake, say that you're a business-to-business. You have a business-to-business product. Mm-hmm. So for you, to reach out the correct decision maker, you might be better served by having a really robust customer acquisition strategy on, say, LinkedIn. Because one of the great things about LinkedIn is you know where people work, what they do, and therefore what type of decisions they might make, which may or may not be consistent with the product you're selling. Now, other times you might want someone to reveal their intention, and they do that when they go and do a search query on Google. And so in that instance, if you know their intention, and if their intention dovetails with what you're selling, well, then that might be a better platform for you. If the product you have is a little difficult and you have to brand it a little bit, and maybe it's better explained in a video, well, YouTube might be a better platform for you. So it really depends on your product, as well as what message you need to convey at which point in time. It turns out that some clients, when they're launching a new product, or they're going into a new service area, or they want to appeal to a different clientele, well then, depending on what those needs are, that might then indicate to very specifically use a given platform.
Mm-hmm. So it's really keeping, you have to keep an eye on, again, what the mission of the business is, and then almost direct them sometimes to making sure that they're utilizing the right platform to get it across.
Yeah, that's so true. And what's amazing about this industry is it's constantly evolving. Mm-hmm. It's constantly changing, and you need to stay on top of things. Some of the things we did to attract consumers back when I was at DrJays.com in terms of purchasing clothing, it's so vastly different than what you might do in another setting. And the level of precision also is quite amazing. I remember when we first landed Adidas, we were doing a campaign where we were promoting a very specific brand of sneaker, the Adidas Superstar. And our landing page was very generic. It was just all Adidas products. So someone who's actually looking for a sneaker might end up on a page where they might be shown a tracksuit. Mm. And that's just a bad customer experience. Mm. So you live and learn things like that. And that was something we learned like 12 years ago. Even now, there are new things to learn. And that's what's so exciting. But it's also a little bit challenging for customers who try to do it on their own, because on the one hand, it's great if they have the interest and the desire to do it on their own. The challenge sometimes, though, is that with a fast-changing field, you really don't want to go too far afield in the wrong direction.
This is John Ravitz, the Executive Vice President of the Business Council of Westchester. Our guest this afternoon has been Gene Charles, who's the principal of WSI Vital Marketing. We've spent this afternoon really learning about what WSI Vital Marketing can do for businesses. Last question that I have for you is, obviously for any business, when they engage in a new partnership or they bring on somebody to help their businesses, they're looking for that return on investment, that ROI. What's the message that you and WSI Vital Marketing give to your clients about what they should be looking for their ROI?
Sure. I think it's really important to, ahead of time, establish what are the metrics that matter. So, for example, in the case of a search engine optimization campaign, you want to know where your key terms are ranking now and how they improve over time. In terms of any campaign that's meant to generate traffic, you want to understand the quantity of traffic that you're bringing, the quality of the traffic that you're bringing, and then what does that traffic do once it gets on your webpage or any other property? What is the conversion? There are certain macro and micro events, so whether they download a white paper, give you their email address, or actually make a purchase, those are all key indicators that you could track and you should measure to see if you are, how you're doing against your benchmark, whether you're progressing. Mm-hmm. Because one of the great things about the internet is the feedback is so quick that it gives you an opportunity to adjust your tactics so that you can achieve your objectives.
Mm-hmm. And it's really having a constant presence, obviously, and really looking at, again, the different emerging trends and using the expertise that WSI Vital Marketing has for your clients. How many years have you been when you start WSI?
So this is the first year with okay. WSI Vital Marketing. At Jay's, it was 17 years. Mm-hmm. So I took off a year, and then I got back in the game deciding that, no, marketing is what I enjoy the most.
Well, that's great. And what I'd like to do is have you back next year so we can hear how the journey went in the second full year of WSI Vital Marketing. But thank you for being on with us today. Thank you for joining the Business Council of Westchester. And I'm sure there are many of our members who are going to want to learn more about what you do. And hopefully we can help bring you together with them so that we can start some relationships as well.
Thank you so much, John. I look forward to it.
This is John Ravitz, the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Business Council of Westchester. Again, to learn more about the Business Council of Westchester, please go to our website, www.thebcw.org, and give us a call at 914-948-2110 so you can learn more about what we can do at the Business Council to help your businesses grow. And we'll hopefully have you back next week listening to us again as we bring another entrepreneur and member of the Business Council to you. Thank you. whatever you feel helps